Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, the Bulldogs have driven their way down to the 30-yard line after a nice 5-yard run by Richmond and Wilkinson, where they face 2nd and 5. He's going to hand it off to Wilkinson again. This time the Bombers do a great job of wrapping him up there. Dawson Tabor in on the defense right now. Spalding as well on the and Boje.
Sonny, they really like running off the hip of number 75, Braden Stein, a 6'6", 290-pound senior. This kid is a load.
3rd and 4 now for the Bulldogs from the Bomber 29-yard line. Mountain Home trying to come up with another big defensive stop. Brewer in the backfield, but he goes in motion. Richmond is going to keep it himself and run around right in. He's got the first down and more inside the 25. He's going to leap and be spiraled to the turf at about the 23. And Richmond is down.
He is
after
out,
the carry.
Sonny. He has not moved since he hit the grass.
He is in a prone position and almost, dare we say, he's in a lot of pain. You can definitely tell that, but not doing a lot of moving. Flipped over. He's down after a 6-yard gain. They're going to check on Richmond. We'll send things back to the studio for just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Hunter Houston on for relief of LD Richmond, who went down hard at the 23. And quickly, he draws the Bombers offside for a quick 5-yard penalty, Tobias. 1st and 5 from the Mountain Home 18. Be interesting to see how this changes anything for Greenwood with the trigger man LD Richmond out of the ball game. Houston is a big kid, bigger than Richmond is. He's in the backfield. He's looking, and he's going to hand it off to Wilkinson, who's met in the backfield by the Bombers. Tabor was leading the way. Lockhart, Boje, Mason Walker, Brody Patterson all there, and they're going to throw Wilkinson for a 2-yard loss, Tobias.
These upperclassmen licking their chops at this new quarterback coming in here. I think that's why Tabor jumped off sides there. These guys making some good plays.
Houston, a 6-foot, 170-pound sophomore quarterback for Greenwood. 2nd and 6, maybe 7. Houston's looking to pass. He throws it down the left side. Man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown. Caden Brown outruns the coverage and simply sticks his hands out and pulls in the touchdown pass. That doesn't get that's a pretty easy play there.
Yeah, just right over the head of Dylan Drury, had a step on him. Just a perfectly thrown ball from the sophomore there. You hate to see that.
Greenwood sends their lead to 20-6, 9:40 left in the first half. Morales, he comes in and he boots that extra point right through. And with 9:40 remaining, it's Mountain Home 6, Greenwood 20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue? You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood on the kickoff, Mountain Home tries a little trickery. Bryce McKay dropped back to return and looked to pass the ball across the field, decided better of it, and he's going to scramble out to the 19-yard line. Tobias, we talked about whether we'd see that throwback play tonight. Mountain Home thought about it and then thought better.
They thought about it, and it got a little scary as it smacked off the turf there. The referee saying that the turf caused a fumble, but, man, a little scary there.
First and 10 for the Bombers from their 19-yard line. Bomber offense has sputtered except for one big play, the 67-yard touchdown by McKay. Two men in the backfield in a pistol formation. McKay fakes and he throws. He's looking for Walker, and Walker cannot catch up with the football. And a little contact. Walker goes to the ground. Couldn't tell. Is he looking for an Oscar award, or was he actual contact?
There was contact there. Is he made contact on his back, tripping him up, falling short before he gets to the football.
Second and 10 for the Bombers, who try to take a shot to start this drive. 9:28 left in the first half. Bombers trailing the Bulldogs 21-6 after the touchdown pass from the backup quarterback, Houston. Second down, they're going to hand it off and fake a handoff and flip it out to Hirschberger. He's got running room past the 20, the 25, the 30. He's going to be out to the 34-yard line. First down for the Bombers on a 15-yard run, the biggest run for Hirschberger on the night.
Was I like that little play back inside there, making some big blocks up front.
They put two men in the backfield, one flanking McKay to the left or to the right, one man directly behind him in a pistol formation, not your shotgun. It was Anthony Mojica who took a fake for the handoff, and then they run a little option flip pitch. Hirschberger takes it right upfield for a 15-yard gain. At the 34, it is first and 10 for the Bombers. They're still in that pistol formation. They're communicating the play, and this time it's a handoff to Hirschberger, who's going to feel his way back to the middle for no. And they're going to give him a yard. He's going to fall ahead to the 35. Quickly all over that play, the Greenwood's defensive line didn't let Bombers get a push that time.
No, Hirschberger trying to make something out of nothing there. He hits the hole with force and with speed, just no push up front to get any positive yardage.
Second and 9 for the Bombers from their own 35. Again, if you're just joining us, Mountain Home playing in a much slower offensive pace tonight, trying to take a little air out of the ball, shorten this ball game up, keep the ball away from Greenwood's potent offense. It's already put 21 points on the board tonight. McKay in the pistol. He's joined by Hirschberger, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. It goes up the middle, and he's going to find running room out past the 35, the 37, and he's going to get out to the 40 for a nice little 5-yard gain. And that'll bring up 3rd and 4. And, Tobias, that's something you're a little more comfortable picking up.
Absolutely. That was the same play that he broke free on last time. And I got a little excited there, but they were able to hang on to him and make a tackle.
All right, Bombers. Big 3rd down play here. Need to keep this drive going. Bombers will receive to open the second half. So if they could go 2 for 1 here, Tobias, close out with a nice long drive and start with another drive, we've got a whole new ball game. Right. McKay in a pistol formation with Anthony Mojica and Bryce, or as Hirschberger, as the deep back. Bryce takes it, hands it off to Hershey. Hirschberger drives inside the 40. He's only going to get to the 42, though, and he is going to be 2 yards short. 4th and 2 for Mountain Home. Tobias, Do you punt or do you try and get these 2 yards?
I anticipate they'll punt, but, man, they're sure looking over the sideline like they're going to try to go for it.
They are taking their time. They're looking over to the sidelines. McKay now, he can also punt for the Bombers. They have two different punting teams, but right now, or two different punters, but right now the offense is staring at the sidelines, waiting for a play call. Coach Darren Ackland and Coach Steve Airy, head coach and offensive coordinator, they're going to let this clock run down. I don't believe they're going to take a timeout and talk about what they want to do. There it is. There's the timeout from the head coach. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Greenwood, the Bombers have taken timeout on 4th and 2. They're discussing what they want to do. The offensive line, they're in the huddle. They would have a whole different offensive line come out if we were in a punt formation, and now they break it, and the offensive line is coming back to the field. The Bombers look poised to try and go for it on 4th down, unless we see a quick kick of some sort.
You know, Tabor's in there. He can kick it. McKay can kick it.
Tabor's going to line up at tight end. McKay in the backfield with Mojica and Hershberger. Now we have a penalty flag. It's going to be a false start against the Bombers.
I didn't see who jumped there. I mean, it didn't really look like they had gotten set yet or had time to get set.
I definitely don't know who the culprit is on that. Can't really hear this ref through this. They got a pipe and a hole in the wall that you stick the mic through. So we're not hearing a lot out there tonight. But after that 5-yard penalty, the Bombers, they'll be forced to punt. Ball back to their 37. Tabor, he's got the big leg. He's going to punt. He's standing at his own 26. And this time he kicks a high, wobbly spiral. The signal for the fair catch, and it is taken inside the 30, that's number 3 on the fair catch. That's Jaden Jasna, the defensive back, returning the punt, and he's going to pull in the ball. And Greenwood, they'll start at 28 is where they're going to spot this ball. Tobias Greenwood, 4 possessions, 3 touchdowns. How do you get them slow down?
You got to have your defense step up big here. We need to see the defense that was on that first drive.
Houston is still in at quarterback, and he bobbles the snap, picks it up, and runs with it, and he's not going to get much. The Bombers knock him down, trying to see who can get on up there. Yeah, Gage Lindsey, the big defensive end, leading the charge on that one. Houston's going to fall forward for a yard. Tobias, he had a little trouble getting the handle on that snap.
He did. They've had some issues with the snap tonight. There's been a couple they've dropped.
Houston in the backfield. Now Wilkinson in motion. He's looking to pass. He fakes one way, and he throws the receiver screen back inside, and he's got running room across the 40, out to the 45, and finally dragged down by the ankles. That's
Houston's
the big man,
Luke Brewer.
Luke Brewer, number 84 on the reception. That's going to be a first down out to the 47-yard line on the 18-yard quick wide receiver screen. Houston quickly is going to hand it off to Wilkinson. Wilkinson starts left, turns back to the right, where he's met by Ofa Valdez. Ofa is going to stop him
for 2 yards
at the 49-yard line. A 2-yard pickup by Wilkinson. Tobias, that had the little counteraction to it as well.
It did. It looked like kind of more of like a misdirection zone play back to the right-hand side.
Wilkinson and Houston in the backfield. Houston looks, he fakes the call. Now he's going to turn back to his offensive coordinator. They signal in the play. He'll communicate that play to the offense. Bombers look like they're going to bring some pressure. Now Tatum Bashir drops back, and they're going to play coverage. Houston throwing deep and long down the sideline. Man wide open. Cuts inside a defender. Touchdown. And again, that's Kate Brown. Got the inside position on the receiver. Takes the ball in for the 51-yard touchdown pass. 4:57 left in the first quarter. Greenwood now on top, 27-6.
You hate that. That's exactly what we talked about not wanting to happen, is let him go over the top. That's starting to look a little bit more like the
my first matchup.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but it is. Morales, he's on to kick another extra point. And this time it's good. And the lead climbs to 28-7, 4:57 left in the first half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Morales, he's teed the ball up, getting the kickoff team ready. Greenwood in fully in control of this football game now, leading 28-6 with just 4:57 left in the first half. The Bombers, though, will get the ball to start the second half, so the Bombers could make a big dent with a late touchdown and a touchdown to start the second half. This time it's Logan Walker taking the ball deep at the 4-yard line. In, out past the 15, makes a cut at the 20, gets it past the 25. And he's going to be brought down at the 26. And with Logan Walker returning the ball, Tobias, you never know when one of those little slivers leads to a big gain.
Yeah, Sebastian Krohn wrapped him up that time making the tackle. You hope he gets loose on one of those. We need that right now, Sonny.
Bombers definitely need a spark. This was a 7-6 ball game. Mountain Home looked poised to tie the ball game. And ever since that extra point went awry, it's almost like the air's come out of the Bombers. Full house backfield now. 3 men in the backfield with the pistol. Snap is to McKay, hands it off to Hershberger. He runs right up the middle, and he's going to power it out to the 29. There's the first time we've seen that full house backfield.
Tobias. You know they're going slow, and they're taking their time, and they're trying to chew up the clock. But at what point, or how much ahead before you just start slinging it around, pulling out everything in the book? Because it's the playoffs. I mean, if you lose tonight, there's no tomorrow. So I'm just kind of curious how long they stay in this slower pace.
McKay in the pistol formation, flanked by Tabor and Mojica. Hershberger in the deep eye formation, takes another call, runs it right up the middle, and he's not going to find anything. Maybe a yard, if anything. That will give him 30 for a gain of one, and that'll bring up third and six. Yeah, Tobias, seems to be the Bombers can't get any positive yardage on these early plays and just keep getting behind the chains.
Yeah, I mean, they're bringing just about everybody up in the box. I mean, they know that they're probably going to run the football, and some of the looks they're given there, and it kind of seems like everybody in the stadium knows that, so it's just hard. I mean, it's hard to create lanes when everybody, you got that many people in the box.
Bombers looking at third and six from the 30. Still in the pistol formation. Two fullbacks up. Hershberger as the deep man behind McKay, about 8 yards deep. This time it is a pass play. He's looking to the left, and he's flush. Now he's going to throw short to Hershberger, who cuts it back and makes it a man miss, and he's past the 40, the 50, inside the 40, the 30, the 28. And they're going to finally bring him down at the Greenwood 27-yard line. And that was, boy, one great block over there. It looked like, was that Bogey over there that laid a block?
I think it was. It was Bogey. And what was interesting there is the play as it developed. You got two guys coming out of the backfield to the right and the left. McKay makes a great decision there, hitting his wide-open man. Nothing but green pasture, and they were just unfortunately able to catch him. But what a play there.
Yeah, 43-yard pickup from the pass play, McKay to Hershberger, biggest pass of the night for the Bombers. First and 10 for the 27 with 2:50, and the clock is running in the first half. Again, a handoff. This time he pulls it, keeps it around the right end. He's got running room around the 25, inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, the touchdown, Bombers! Bryce McKay simply took the football and ran around the right end and outran everyone to the end zone, Tobias.
He needs to go over there and give Logan Walker a hug, Sonny, because my goodness, man, he held his block out there, a receiver, and held it and then made it and drove it and just unbelievably was able to make that lane so McKay could get that in. I mean, he ran in pretty much untouched because of Walker there. Great play by the senior.
27-yard touchdown from Bryce McKay, who showed off those wheels and did a fantastic job. Now the Bombers, they will line up in the swinging gate. They'll bring it back in. McKay's getting everyone set. He's going to come back to his holder position. He's down on one knee. Tabor's on to kick. Snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And it's a 28-13 game. 2:37 left in the first half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Jack Shaner kicks it off, and this time the ball is going to sail out of bounds at the 33. They'll take the flag, and they'll start this drive at the 35. Tobias, very silent Smith Robinson Stadium right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a mic out there and crowd to get some crowd noise, and there's just nothing going on out there, Sonny. It's like Greenwood's asleep.
Well, they got out to the big lead, and then they don't like seeing their home team give up a touchdown like that. Two big plays, 43-yard pass from McKay to Hershberger, and then a 27-yard touchdown run. Hunter Houston still in at quarterback after LD Richmond knocked out of the game on a quarterback keeper. Houston takes it, flares it out, caught along the right sideline. Bombers come up. Brody Patterson makes a tackle. A little assist from
Aiden Kinnon
on the reception. They're going to move that ball. They gave him the 39 where the ball went out of bounds. So that's going to be out to the 44 for a 5-yard pickup. Now Wilkinson is going to take it around. That was a pass to Strozier. Strozier on a second and five is going to take it out to the 50. That's going to be a first and 10 after the 5-yard pickup. Check that 6-yard pickup. First and 10 from the 50. Houston again, quickly to the right side. This time, the man takes it down the sideline, leaps over a Bomber defender as he's forced out of bounds. That is Strozier. They are working him hard right now. Jace Strozier, number two, is going to take it down to the Mountain Home 42. That's gains of 5, 6, and 8 on quick screen passes. Second and 2 from the Mountain Home 42. Houston takes it, hands it off now to Wilkinson. Cuts it back, and he's going to be met by Ofa Valdez. And then the Bomber defensive line, they're going to swarm him, and they're going to stop him short. They're helping up Brock Boje out of that pile. And Colby Lockhart, he will be stopped short. That's no gain. Third down and two.
They weren't going to flip-flop, but we saw a
– Did you see one?
Ofa flip-flop there.
Well, Greenwood not quite pushing the pressure as much, and now we have a timeout on the field. 1:27, we'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers. First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, where the Mountain Home Bombers take timeout, trying to come up with a big third down stand here and get the ball back and see if they can make something happen before the halftime break. Scores throughout the state right now. Lake Hamilton leads El Dorado 14-7 in the Class 6A playoffs. Van Buren down 24-7 at Marion. And Parkview trails Sylvan Hills 7-0. That's your other first round 6A playoff games. Big third and two. Houston in the backfield with Wilkinson. They've got an extra man back there, and they're going to hand it off to Wilkinson around right in, and he's going to take it, and he's going to force his way up to the first down marker. And it looks like Tobias, he's fallen ahead and picked up that first down.
40-yard line. Yep, they're going to give it to him.
First down. He gets exactly where he needs to the 40. 1:22 left as they respot the chains. Houston looks, and he's going to fire quickly to his left. Hits the man coming out of the backfield quickly, but wrapped up. There, the Bombers come up quickly. That is Patterson from his safety position. He flips it out there to Aiden Kinnon, and Kinnon is going to get a yard on that short flare pass. Second and nine from the 39, quickly now for Greenwood. Houston barks out some signals, then turns and looks at the sideline. Houston's done a great job throwing the deep ball. Will the Bulldogs look for a big score? And they will. They're dropping and they're throwing down the sideline, and this time he throws high. Just over the outstretched hands of Kate Brown, his 5'7", 150-pound receiver. He threw that one about 6'7".
It sailed on it.
Third and nine. Bombers looking for a stop here. 48 seconds left in the first half. Houston in at quarterback in relief of Richmond. He's looking to pass. He's looking to his right. Now a screen back to the left to Wilkinson. He's got running room inside the 35. The 30 cuts back, and he's going to the house, folks. The 20, the 25. The 10 and into the end zone for the touchdown with 38 seconds left in the first half. Oh, Tobias, that is a backbreaker.
That hurts you. That hurts you. You know, it was really close there, and you want to keep it as close as you can, and that just hurts. That they love that screen. They come back with so much force and so much speed back to the inside. It's just a tough play to make.
Yeah, they get you flowing outside and make that in cut. Morales is going to come on, and he's going to boot the extra point right through the uprights. 38 seconds left. It's 35-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
What do you love about Arkansas State Parks?
I love it here because I can get an awesome workout.
I love it here because I get to relax.
Because I get a break from technology.
I love the trails.
The bird watching.
I love it here because it's a fun place for my family.
The stress just melts away.
I can sleep under the stars.
I feel like I belong here.
I love it 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 here.
Whether you've loved Arkansas State Parks for years or if you've just discovered them, welcome. You belong here.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, the Mountain Home Bombers trail the homestanding Greenwood Bulldogs 35-13, 38 seconds left to go in the first half. Tobias, just when the Bombers look like they're getting back in the ballgame, Greenwood reestablishes that dominance with a big play.
They do, and you hate that. I mean, you get the ball coming back going into the second half, but you just hate to give up that score right before going into the half.
Yeah, the Bombers did what they wanted. They got a touchdown, and they were trying to go in just down 14, so maybe they could start the second half with a cut it to a single score, but not to be as the big play. Morales this time is going to kick it off, and he's going to squib it, and Hannaford is going to fall on it at the 30 with 37 seconds left. That little squib kick didn't take much off the clock, Tobias. Do you get aggressive here and throw a big play? Take some shots.
I think you got three downs here. Take a couple shots. I mean, it's not going to hurt you.
First and 10 from the 30 for the Bombers. Mount Home comes out. This time they are in a spread formation with just the single back in the backfield, Hirschberger and McKay at quarterback. And now we see a timeout from Greenwood. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team.
That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, the Bulldogs see the Bombers come back out in a passing formation and call a timeout to reset their defense. Mountain Home, 3 men to the left, solo receiver to the right, and Tabor looking for a chance to throw the ball over the top to him. McKay takes it, and he's going to run the draw, and this time Hershberger is all drugged down. It's the same play that they scored the touchdown on against Pine Bluff, Tobias, and this time they ran it to the right side, and a shoestring tackle, Angel Hernandez, the linebacker, gets him around the ankle and hits him and knocks him down at the 32 after a 2-yard gain, and I believe now the Bombers are just going to let the clock run out here.
Yeah, you hate that because Tabor had a good block on it. If he had been able to break through there, he would have a lot of room to run.
Mountain Home going to hand it off one more time to Hershberger. He's going to take it up the middle over the 35 to the 36 for a 4-yard gain, and that's how this first half will end. Halftime, Greenwood Bulldogs 35, Mountain Home Bombers 13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
By picking a name from a Salvation Army angel tree, you help spread hope and joy for the holidays. In the past, that's what your gift has done for my family. This year of all years, I hope you consider helping another family like mine. This season, please help rescue Christmas for kids like me by texting Kettles to 91999 or by picking an angel from a local Salvation Army angel tree.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.